Okay, I've been asking all your freshman teammates the same question. Mm-hmm. 1 week of camp, I mean, most of them say it's just that it kind of gets a little overwhelming, I'm sure. Like, long days and everything else. What's it been like for you?
It's a big I can't think of the word.
Transition.
Yeah, it's a big transition for me from high school to college. I'm not really used to doing training camps and stuff like that. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot on my body. Been a lot on my head. A lot of plays I gotta learn. A lot of techniques I gotta do. A lot of assignments I gotta realize. Yeah. I can't stuff I used to do in high school. I can't do in college. So it's been a big change for me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But all part of that transition toward, you know, prepping you for big time football. Like, I'm sure this has been a dream of yours for a long time to, you know, to get off to college and to, you know, start making that journey, hopefully toward the NFL, right?
Yeah, that's a goal in life. I know my family, they've been really like in my ear about it. Making sure I just keep my head up, never down about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Always pushing me to be better. So as the coaches up here, they always doing the same thing. If I got a problem, they'll tell me to let them know, and they'll address it, and we'll just keep it going.
Mm-hmm. What was it about Illinois that, you know, you had a ton of offers. Mm-hmm. What was it about Illinois that stuck out, that led you here?
Illinois was different. Like, I felt I bonded with the players as soon as I got up here.
Mm-hmm.
I bonded with the coaches as soon as I got up here. It was never like towards no like, we just getting this player so he won't be with that team when we play them or something like that. When I came up here, I just like, they really like said they was gonna use me as a player, and that's what they've been doing. So they keeping their word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, they not gonna lie to you. They gonna tell you straight up every time what you doing wrong, what you doing right. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the truth. They never hid anything from nobody.
Mm-hmm. So what has it met your expectations so far? I mean, I look at you guys out there in the heat and wearing a helmet and pads and everything else, sweating out 5 pounds every practice. Yeah. I know I couldn't do it. Yeah. So has it been? I'm sure, for, you know, linemen usually say that the most, you know, the heat.
Yeah.
These skinny guys, they can handle it. Us bigger guys,
right.
A little harder.
Right. The big dudes, man, we down there in the trenches fighting 300 pounders.
That's right.
Really, 600 pounds, they double you. But, you know, with that situation, it's just like a mental thing. Uh-huh. It's a mental thing with that one. You got to keep going. You got to keep fighting. You can't give up. You got to just keep trucking.
Yeah. So what are your goals for your freshman season? You want to get out there? You want to get a taste of college football?
At this point, I'm grabbing whatever, what's just on the table.
Yeah.
I get out there. I make plays. I'm going to make plays.
Yeah.
I know my potential. I just got to see what opportunities open up for me.
Yep. And when you, I guess, looked at, you know, you've got other high school teammates coming here. I guess one guy's still trying to get some stuff straightened out. But was that part of your reasoning for, you know, wanting to be up here?
Towards Kevin getting up here, he was a little bit a part of it.
Mm-hmm. But really, it was that visit when you felt the connection, that was the biggest part.
The official visit, like, really just changed a lot of the stuff. Mm-hmm. That made me just say, like, Illinois is the place for me to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, Calvin.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate it.